Father's angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden pledging the full support of the United States as Israel responds to a series of deadly attacks by Hamas.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UAW says it has no plans to expand its strikes against Detroit's big three automakers after General Motors made a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants, agreeing to bring them into the UAW's national contract. That will essentially assure that the plants will be unionized. Union President Sean Fain said GM's move will change the future of the union and the auto industry. President Biden's dog's been removed from the White House complex after another biting incident.
The First Lady's office said this week that Commander is not presently on the White House campus. The two-year-old German Shepherd has been involved in about a dozen known biting incidents involving White House staff and U.S. Secret Service officers. The White House did not say where the dog was sent. Commander is the second Biden dog that behaved aggressively and had to be sent away. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And you can always check out the latest news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem Events. OmensStore.com to read Omen's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Omen U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Restrictions on carrying guns in public that are tied to an emergency public health order are going under a legal microscope.
In U.S. District Court in New Mexico, a federal judge delayed a decision on a request to block a scaled-back public health order from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, suspending the right to carry firearms in most Albuquerque-area public parks and playgrounds. The legal standoff is one of many in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year expanding gun rights as leaders in politically liberal-leaning states explore new avenues for restrictions. John Scott reporting.
Hyundai's adopting North American charging standard ports for its electric vehicles in the U.S. and Canada, giving the vehicles access to thousands of Tesla superchargers across the two countries and Mexico. It'll start in 2024 in the fourth quarter. More at townhall.com. A new eyewitness accounts are raising questions about a secret dig for gold.
It involves the FBI's 2018 dig for a Civil War-era gold. Two men near the excavation site in Pennsylvania say they heard loud noises and later saw an armored truck that appeared to be weighed down with something. A treasure hunter who led FBI agents to the site now accuses the agency of conducting an overnight dig and driving away with hundreds of millions of dollars in gold. The FBI denies it, saying the dig did not produce any gold. Jason Walker reporting.
New England experienced the remnants of Tropical Storm Philippe over the weekend. More rain, wind, and even some isolated power outages expected all through Sunday morning after Tropical Storm Lee blew through 3 weeks ago. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 31. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 48 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and this is the place to recharge with 2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement. This hour, I'll share a roadside sign that explains why everyone has value. We'll play a power track from Bailey Zimmerman about finding a very special person. Gonna get you another uplifting all-American salute. Plus, later on in hour two, we've got a Power Country backstage pass for you with Riley Green. Thought you should know, we're gonna start it all right now with Morgan Wallen.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93.
Rich Miller.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love.
Just ahead, I'll get you this week's roadside sign with a thought about why everyone has some value in the world. Plus, we've got a terrific Power Track album track from Bailey Zimmerman. I'm Rich Miller, and we'll continue our weekly journey through Power Country in moments. Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and so glad you're here, because it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, everyone has value, even if they only serve as a bad example. With more on that thought, here are the Brothers Osborne with Nobody's Nobody.
Some wind up in the Hall of Fame, some go down in the blaze of glory, some people never ever make a name, but change the game in someone's story. I'm still trying to leave my mark with a simple song and an old guitar. One thing I've learned out on the road is nobody is nobody. We'll be right back.
Power Country with Rich Miller.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised, ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia.
Check this out.
For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay. Remember what I told you when I die. Bury me in Georgia.
Positive country music is always playing in Power Country.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy.
Let your praying knees get laid.
crazy.
Lee Brice with some good advice and his hit, Love Like Crazy. Great to have you on board for this week's trip through Power Country. It's time right now for our featured Power Track album track. And if you're a regular, you already know we are in search of great songs each and every week to share with you off the albums of today's top country stars. And this week, we've got a song for you from Bailey Zimmerman off Religiously the album. It's a thankful song about finding the one person who's changed everything in your life for the better. Here is Bailey Zimmerman with Found Your Love.
Marlboros and moonshine, hell-bent on moonlight, everything you hate about this town. I was just a loose end, no plans, beat down broke man, caught in a landslide going down. I was a a reckless child, a dead end mile, living my life on the run, a long lost soul, a twisted road, no rambling heart with a gun. Never thought I'd hang it up. Found your love. Marlboros and moonshine, hell bent on moonlight, till I found your love.
That's Bailey Zimmerman with this week's power track, Found Your Love, off Religiously the album. Up next, we're going to hear one of Blake Shelton's most uplifting songs, and got some musical encouragement from Ashley McBride on the way, too. Plus, we'll get you this week's All-American salute for a police officer who did something totally unexpected and incredibly kind. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in a place of music and encouragement better known as Power Country.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us on 103.1 for the Schwarmiga Butternut Mercer Co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Spring, announced by Steve Jetland. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station. Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 48, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 48 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 37.
Straight up music and encouragement featuring country's biggest stars can always be found right here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're getting you right back into the feel-good music with Blake Shelton singing his hit, God Gave Me You.
Of me, the person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you, 'cause God gave me you for the ups and downs, God gave me you for the days of doubt. We'll be right back.
It's time now for this week's All-American Salute. This year produced one of the hottest summers ever, and getting that yard work done when it's over 100 degrees outside is no picnic, especially for our elderly citizens. Thankfully, there are a lot of kind-hearted, compassionate people in the world like Stephen Kelly of the Wadesboro Police Department. Upon seeing an elderly citizen out in the oppressive summer heat struggling to mow their yard, Lieutenant Kelly jumped into an unofficial role of yard maintenance worker and took over that hot chore, relieving the overwhelmed senior of the task of mowing the lawn in the sweltering heat and humidity. Well, this week, we wanted to salute Lieutenant Stephen Kelly of the Wadesboro, North Carolina Police Department for doing something not in his official job description, an act of impulsive kindness and human compassion.
Always check the door before you lay down. Keep a glass of water by the bed. A dose of local honey. Your nose from running. Little things like that she's always said.
With Rich Miller.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me. You opened my eyes. I was looking more single.
Country, all about the message in the music.
Ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shore, huh, and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls, but with a good Lord as my captain, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
Brooks right there with his classic song about following your dreams called The River. Got Kelsey Ballerini coming up next, plus another one-of-a-kind performance in our Power Country Unplugged segment, only right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller. We're back with more great music here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and so glad to have you along. Now here's Old Dominion.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, put my money down and sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner. Those
Now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic and special versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week we've got Lainey Wilson with an acoustic performance of her song Watermelon Moonshine, brought to you by Broken Bow Records.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm rugs, hanging out.
With Rich Miller.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Line, girl. Playing with fire, they too far behind.
here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 48. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 48 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
Monday, October 16th, and Tuesday, October 17th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Red Cross is having a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. If you would like to schedule an appointment, please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Again, that's 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter peace. Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98qcountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gazing without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden pledging the full support of the United States as Israel responds to a series of deadly attacks by Hamas.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UAW says it has no plans to expand its strikes against Detroit's big three automakers after General Motors made a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants, agreeing to bring them into the UAW's national contract. That will essentially assure that the plants will be unionized. Union President Sean Fain said GM's move will change the future of the union and the auto industry. President Biden's dog's been removed from the White House complex after another biting incident.
The First Lady's office said this week that Commander is not presently on the White House campus. The two-year-old German Shepherd has been involved in about a dozen known biting incidents involving White House staff and U.S.